Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algy, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is episode number 217. We have our friends, Dennis Caffey, David Talbot, Bill Harris, Brian Ely.
Hey, Dennis Caffey.
Hey, Dennis Caffey.
Scrambled those really well.
Took a little effort, you know.
It's like it's almost like the Brady Bunch. We should have three more people on here.
He's been rehearsing it all day. That's why we had to wait
for one take.
If you just had Alice Cooper in the middle, you know, that'd be the cool thing.
Oh, that would be awesome. So we got David Caffey, Bill Harris, and Bill Elam here as our guest.
Bill Harris,
Bill Elam, Brian Harris.
Brian Harris.
Fuck. I'm not redoing this.
Edit her out.
Okay,
it's the three of us and some other people.
Yes.
We're just going to go with that.
People who we're going to claim are our three biggest fans.
Yeah. Look who came to dinner.
Look who came to dinner with Ages of Rock podcast.
There you go.
Oh, so this week we are going to go through the Kiss catalog, and each of us are going to pick what our favorite song from each album is, at least our favorite song today.
Today, yes.
Right. And before we do that, a bunch of these guys got vinyl albums. I don't have any vinyl albums. Oh, I do. Before we do the vinyl albums thing, I wanted to talk about the Kiss Cruise, so let me pull up my screenshots here. The Kiss Cruise has been rescheduled to sail October 29th through November 3rd, 2021, from Miami to Harvest Caye, Belize, and Honduras. Honduras, yes, thank you. The special guests are going to be, where's my screenshot? Well, I had a screenshot with the, I know Rat's on there.
Again.
Bruce
Kulick.
Rat, Queensryche, Bruce Kulick, Fozzy, Black and Blue. Oh, that'll be interesting. I'm going to go on a cruise now just for that.
Liliac
will be back.
That band will blow you away.
They were on the, I'm going to be honest with you. I was, you know, I saw them when I was on the cruise last year. They were pretty cool, but, you know, they needed to do more of their own stuff.
Yeah, they got an album up here out now. Good. Or in the works.
Good. So, cool things about it is for the 2020 cruise, they canceled the indoor shows. But the fans made a big enough stink about it that the indoor shows are back. So either Six Man or Kiss listened. So in 2021, they will have their two indoor Starlight Theater shows. Or I say Starlight, I can't remember the name of the theater.
It's a different boat this time, isn't it?
It's a different boat, so the theater will probably have a different name. But
yeah.
The cruise fans know what I'm talking about. And it's called Kiss Cruise 10 Psycho Circus. So, and somebody said that they should have changed it to music from The Elder because it's the 40th anniversary.
Also heard, yeah.
That must have been Bill, right?
No, Sonny.
Well, Sonny isn't going to be on the cruise, nor am I. So I think that would probably be working.
That'll work. Yeah. Well, what they would have to do is they would have to call it the Music from the Elderly Cruise.
There you go. That's true.
That's true. Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah. All right, they could have the special guest, the Sea Hags, and some other stuff, I guess. I don't know.
Stones.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones.
I can't believe they're calling it a Psycho Circus and they didn't invite Kevin Valentine.
Well, there's still a year and a half before that cruise, so there's plenty of time. That would be funny.
They should. That would be funny.
Get him and Eric up there doing double drums. So Eric don't feel left out. Anyway, that's what I have. Anybody got any music news before we get to the album acquisitions?
Not really.
Somebody just passed away today. Who was it?
One of the
J.R. Smalling. Well, J.R.
Smalling the other day.
He passed away. Yeah.
He passed away on June the 1st, I believe.
Yeah, earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was announced yesterday, I think.
But one of the Pointer Sisters passed away.
Oh, yeah. One of the Pointer Sisters. Yep. Yeah, that's good rock news.
That's two of the three originals are gone now.
Wow.
Because, yes, I know that trivia for no reason whatsoever.
It's good trivia to know. If we're ever in a bar, I will call you.
Yeah.
There we go.
Here's your phone, a friend.
It was the one that's left.
Here's your Wikipedia, a friend. Anita. The one that's left is Anita. Now you don't have to call me.
There you go.
What if I need to call you?
Ah!
I see what you did there, you sly fox.
I tell you.
Jeez.
They just set him up and knock him out.
That's all right. You throw me a softball, I'm going to swing as hard as I can.
I can't help it, man. Can't help it. Well, who's got vinyl?
Not me.
Not me.
I don't got none.
Bill, why don't you go first?
Okay. I had some interesting ones this time because
cool, because I don't.
Well, and that's like one of them. I got a tip off of eBay.
Right.
A tip to eBay from Facebook because this guy, actually Matt Porter, had posted this up. It's the Dogs D'Amore.
Cool.
Dynamite from the Jet. See, was it in the Dynamite Jet Saloon? This is a great kind of sleaze rock album. They're kind of like Kill for Thrills or, the early Guns N' Roses stuff. And it was a friend of his had posted up. He goes, "Hey, I got one of those for sale on eBay." And it's really cool green vinyl, too.
Wow. Is it old? Nice. How old is it? Is it? That's an original, probably, right?
I think it's 92, maybe. This may not be an original press, so. Yeah, it's on China Records. But
well, there you go.
There you go.
Oh, 1988. So it was actually right there at the height of the Guns N' Roses stuff. And the cool thing about him, and his name's Vincent. I can't remember his last name because it's a little bit more than my pronunciation. But he sent the coolest packing materials because on one side of it, he sent me Mott the Hoople Live, which has two different shows from Hammersmith in 73 and Broadway in 74. So I've never even heard that. I just opened those up today.
Cool.
And then on the other side, it had the baby's self-titled.
Cool. Nice.
So I was like, man, you send me the coolest packing materials. I am so down with that.
That's pretty cool.
And then anybody who'd see me do I did the Look It's Rock and Roll with Julian and Andy. I got me a vinyl copy of Crimson Idol by Wasp.
Nice.
That came late last week. And one of your guests that was here last week, I got the new Rods album.
Cool. And, cool.
Yeah, and this, I can't wait to hear this. I heard a lot of it on the show they did with them, but shout out to Steve Wright for sequencing that album.
Cool. Yeah.
That's what I got.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I didn't get anything that cool. Well, I got one thing that's cool. Anyway, I finally got out to Trader Breakers, got me a really nice copy of Susie Quattro.
I have that one.
A little bit of If You Knew Susie. Not bad. I'm actually in pretty good shape. I was surprised.
I'm starting to collect Susie, so I need to get that one.
There you go. Little Andrew Goad, Little Lonely Boy.
Yeah. Pick
that one up. And
this is the tale of two different.
Yeah,
it's completely different.
Well, I know, and I got up and got a little bit of the. So then I got this one lady. She has a lot of that kind of stuff, but I got 10cc. It has Things You Do for Love on it. So I like that. I got those all real cheap. Got Firefall. You Are the Woman.
Yep,
that's shiny.
All Yacht Rock. Classic. There you
go. Bunch of Yacht Rock. I did get Styx 2, which that's kind of boy. I listened to that one today. Actually, other than Lady, it's very very hippie-ish.
Yeah, there's not much else on there that they put out.
It's pretty well hippie. Did get Joe Walsh.
That's a good one.
But seriously, folks,
I've picked that up about 35 times. Yeah, I pick it up, put it back. Pick it up, put it back.
$650. It's pretty good shape. So I just paid a little bit more for it. Now the good one that I did get finally, and really funny story, real quick. I ordered this back in March, I believe, and I still hadn't received it. They released it, and people were getting them, and I still hadn't got it yet. So I looked back through my PayPal. I found the address. I called the company, And the guy says, well, what's your name? And he checked my thing. And he said, well, let me check. He said, well, it shows it was sent last week. And then he goes, let me check the tracking number. He goes, well, you received it yesterday. And they left it on your front porch. And I said, they did. I said, well, there's some boxes in there. My wife pulled in with nothing that looks like a record. Well, they put it in a bigger box.
It was like an Amazon box, because that's what happens to Amazon.
So anyway, I actually got it. But I got the Rush Permanent Waves.
Nice.
The three record. It's a three record. It's basically got Permanent Waves. Then it's got two albums that have basically content from the Permanent Waves tour in 1980. All kinds of different stuff from Manchester, London. That's two places.
That'll be cool.
One in Missouri.
I remember actually seeing that.
I've listened to the whole thing, all the live stuff, and it's really, really, really good. It's a little steep. It was 60-something bucks.
I remember you talking about that.
But, yeah, I've been waiting forever for it. Now I got one more I'm waiting on. It should be. It got delayed again, so hopefully by the end of the month I'll be getting the next one. So that I ordered. But that's it for me.
No New England albums?
No New England albums.
I saw two last week.
I haven't even seen any for a while.
So, I've seen two. I see one. If you ever want one, let me know. Do you need one, David?
I can get
you
one, man.
I can get you five, right?
I have five of them right here that are the same. So I just, I'm not going to get any more. I was saving.
Did either one of you guys get the Red Dress to Kill?
That's the one I'm waiting on. That's the one I'm waiting on. It got delayed. Kiss Online just said that they sent out, said that with, by the COVID and all this other stuff, they had problems getting shipping. And they're looking at shipping at the end of the month now, that like the 28th or something like that.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on with that because Corey Nallon had posted up something about it not being available.
Yeah, it's coming, but they said it's just giving a little bit more time. Okay. I think I'll get it by the time I get my magic book.
I didn't do that.
I did get one today. I got
Motorhead.
Live from 1978.
Cool. There you go. Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's
pretty cool.
Time and I just file it. I didn't even think about doing this tonight, or I'd have.
All righty.
Do you ever listen to the show, or are you just gonna you just want to be a guest? Is that your deal? Let's see. Hey, everybody gets equal treatment.
I know. Nobody's special. Special Ed, maybe, but that's
about stop.
All right. I know. I have to say something really off color.
I got mail. Yeah.
Go for it.
All right. You want to? So, we're going to talk about some Kiss tonight?
Keys. You wanted the best, but they didn't make it. So, you got us instead.
Yeah. That's pretty appropriate.
So, here's real quick. You know, when I had said something about doing this, like I said, I wanted to do it, and not necessarily what my favorite is this time around. So here's what I did. I actually did it yesterday. I sit down with my iPad. I went to Spotify. I picked up Kiss and the first album, and I just started going through, and I just kind of listened to about 10 seconds of it, 10 seconds, 10 seconds, 10 seconds, and some of them not even 10 seconds. And then I got done the album. Which one did really kind of hit my fan? You know, which one did I was like, damn, I want to really listen to that song. And that's kind of the way I picked it. I did every album like that. So it was kind of some songs that maybe as a kid, I wouldn't have really listened to that much. And it's like, maybe just yesterday I felt different about it. So, and next week I might even feel different, more different. But
oh, yeah. Changes.
Just whatever hit my fancy yesterday. So
you just said
that's kind of
fancy.
Well, I kind of hit Dennis's fancy. I kind of did the same thing.
I mean, there's certain songs that are, you know, they are the staple. That's my favorite. But some of them were kind of like, because I'm not a big 80s Kiss, so I had to really. And I had some runner-ups on a couple albums I couldn't quite go. So, anyway.
And the winner is.
Yeah,
I'm a non-Spotify guy. Even when somebody puts, you can listen to this for free, I'll go click on Spotify and it won't play it. It'll play the next song in the playlist. So I don't even bother with Spotify anymore.
Yeah, you got to pay. If you pay get the premium package, then you can do that.
Well, members of my family have the premium package.
Really?
And all I have to do is like say that I want it, you know, basically say that I live in the house with them.
Okay.
But I just don't even bother with it.
Yeah, I use Amazon Music for all that stuff.
Yeah, and Amazon was tough on Kiss this time because there was like nine albums that were available, and then there was like 11 of them that were, you had to have unlimited, and of course Sonic Boom wasn't available at all. So yeah,
Sonic Boom is not available on that either.
It's not available on iTunes either.
I bounced between Amazon Music and YouTube today. So
hey, you know, guess what? That album sucks anyway, so it doesn't matter. They could actually put Monster. They could take that some bitch off too, as far as I'm concerned. I'll tell you what I really think here in a little bit. How's that?
I don't know. I think you're doing good right now.
It takes a while for Dennis to come out of his shell, right?
Yeah, really.
Kind of like Ace when he was on Tom Snyder, you know.
I'm a plumber. No, I'm actually a plumber.
All right.
Hey, the trout.
A quick question before we get too far into this. Sure. Did you guys see the picture that Ace Frehley posted today?
Yeah, who's the woman?
Actually, she works for a friend of mine.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, really?
No, see, a friend of mine's her boss.
Oh, wow.
Like, I thought she was really a lot younger than, but she's like late or 47, 48, something like that in that area. I thought she was younger than that, but she's not.
Is this the school teacher that he's crazy about?
That is his current girlfriend.
Is she bat shit crazy like the other one? Or
No, I asked that question, actually.
God, that other one.
But yeah, he flies in, picks her up, gives her, you know, sends her tickets and says, meet me here. And hey, whatever floats your boat.
That's right.
I'm happy. He's happy.
Yeah, that's what's important. Yeah. I'd much rather him be sober and out of Kiss than be back in Kiss and fall back into those old habits.
Bad habits.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. That's interesting, though.
All right. Well, David, why don't you start?
Okay. Since we're in the first album, that was my introduction to Kiss. That was my birthday gift from my brothers. And actually, me and Brian are probably the only ones in this group that have seen them on their first tour. And
I was 4.
I'm like, I
was 11.
Well, you're old, dude.
Yeah. I would say the easy one to pick is Deuce, but I'm not. But my favorite one from the first one is 100,000 Years.
Good song.
I love that song.
What about you, Brian?
I got it. I don't know. It was only a few weeks after it came out that I got it. And then it was like 2 or 3 weeks after that I got to see him live, like David did. But taking it home from the store and turning it on and putting the needle down, as soon as that drum started on Strutter, I was hooked. So Strutter, I'm going from the very beginning.
Mr. Elam.
Okay, well, I hate to be the butt of the joke of this album, but I picked Nothing to Lose. That's the thing, you know what? And the reason, you know, just really trying to pick out how hard is it to pick one song off that first album, you know?
No. Right.
But Nothing to Lose to me was like our recently passed friend, Little Richard. You know, they basically wrote a Little Richard song or a Jerry Lee Lewis song.
Yeah,
and came out with that, and you know, I loved it before I even knew what it was about. So, and Bill? As long as it's,
I would think at 11 that would be true. you know, it's kind of funny. This record, when I looked at it, I was like, I don't know if I can pick one. There is a lot. I mean, it's when you look at that, it's like, damn, every single song on there is really, you know, they play the shit out of them. So, you know, it's really good. I picked Deuce just because it's like that song always have, but that was not my introduction to Kiss.
But Dennis?
Well, Bill, don't feel like the Lone Ranger because Nothing to Lose is the one I picked also. And it's just because that at first, you know, da-da-da-da, you get the cowbell going and just, it's just it's a different song. It's not a dark song. You know, I was like going, you know what? I want to hear this song. It's kind of like I've heard the other ones a million times, but this one, and I like the live version of it too. I think on live, it sounds
really cool. It's all about a good time.
Exactly.
It's very tongue in cheek and Peter just screamed.
Yes.
Something else in the cheek too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the fact and they're all singing and it's just, you know, it's just a, it's a good song. So you're not the
one. But the real reason why is because Bruce Foster played the piano.
There you go.
That's right. Well, my pick off of this album is actually the first Kiss album. I didn't listen to probably until I was 17 or 18. You know, because my introduction was the Destroyer album, and then I went through, had Hotter Than Hell on 8-track, and I had a bunch of the non-makeup stuff. So, you know, it was a long time before I actually heard the first album. But Black Diamond was on double platinum, so I knew that song from there. So that's my pick off of that album.
Can't go wrong.
All killer choices.
Nope. And what I like better about Black Diamond on double platinum is that terrible ending isn't there.
Yeah, when you have it on 8-track, you got to sit there and listen to it.
Right.
That was my only thing I hated about that album. All right.
Has anybody ever heard where Pete LaRussa, at the end of his I Am Vinyl podcast, he takes the ending of that and he brings it all back up to pitch, to where instead of slowing down and hearing the pitch drop in it, it's just like dang, dang, dang. And you hear him as he's adjusting it as it goes along. It's pretty cool what he does with it.
I never heard
that. That takes some effort. Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
That is cool.
All right, my favorite Kiss album, Dennis, or not Dennis, David. What's your first pick or your next pick?
From Hotter Than Hell, I Love Going Blind.
That's a good song. It's one of those ones I didn't own Hotter Than Hell till a lot later on, so I didn't even hear that song until basically the Unplugged kind of deal, you know.
Well, I had found the Hotter Than Hell album on 8-track in a Salvation Army when I was a teenager, and I paid 53 cents tax and everything.
Big spender.
Worth about $15 right now.
Yeah. Well, not that one because I left it on my dashboard and it got all melty and warped. It really was Hotter Than Hell.
It happens.
Yep. Brian, what's your next pick?
Let Me Go Rock and Roll. I know it.
I love that one too, but I don't like it unless it's on the live album. It's too short. I like that long live
version. That's what she said.
That one coming.
I'm just surprised you said on record, I don't like it because it's too short.
There's an audio drop for you now.
There you go.
Well, and that's the thing, is I really wanted to pick Let Me Go Rock and Roll too, but then again, like David, I like the live version better, so I went with Watching You.
That's an
excellent pick. Yeah, that's a fun song to play on bass.
Yeah.
Oh, it definitely is. Yeah, I like that song, too. Like I say, all these are good. There's not a bad song.
And then when they revived it for a live 3, that was just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Shit, yeah. Man, when that tour come to town, I was living in Colorado at the time. When that tour come to town, the guy that I went with, I know I bruised his arm because every time they play, you know, Firehouse or Watching You and all that, I'm like, dude. He's like, if you hit me one more time, I'm going to kill you. Worth it. All right. Other Bill, what's your next choice?
Well, Brian and I are listening to the same songs because I like that song, whether it's on the studio version or the live version, but the Alive 3 version is absolutely the best version.
Yeah.
Not the originals either.
No, wait, the Alive 3 version, you're talking Let Me Go Rock and Roll?
Yeah.
Is that on? That's not on Alive 3. You mean the Alive version, right?
No. Oh, the Alive version.
Too. Yeah. Okay. Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get all
super geek. Yeah, that's all right. We want you to be technical.
Hey, you correct.
I'm going to hit Amazon, and I want this copy with that on it, you know? To be a 3LP set or something.
Hey, exactly. We're not all Kiss fans here. It's all right.
All right. Hotter Than Hell, there's a lot of great songs on there, but my favorite, all-time favorite Kiss song is on there, so it was an instantaneous. I didn't have to listen to that, but Parasite.
Love it. Me too. That Parasite is a badass song. I don't care if it's the studio version. No. I don't care if it's the live version. I don't care if it's that version on the Kiss Alive 3 bootleg.
Right. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it was cool. When Corey Nolan and I saw him in Fort Wayne in February this year, they've added Parasite. Oh, my God, it was awesome. They killed it.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Was there too. Who was that guy that was there, too? Yeah.
Oh, guy, Bill was there, yeah. Waving at you. Have a picture with you.
Yeah, Eric saying yeah, tears
and,
that up.
And they absolutely tore it up when they did that one. It was great.
If you haven't seen the drum cam on the Rock the Nation DVD, watch Eric play Parasite on the fucking drums on that. It is impressive. I love
it. It is very impressive. Oh, my gosh. Very impressive.
All right, let's move on. Dress to Kill. What you got, David?
Did you say your favorite off of Hotter Than Hell, Alan?
Yeah, I said Parasite.
Parasite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I said Me Too when I said Parasite.
Okay. I know Joe Polo is probably shaking in his boots thinking that I'm going to give him his favorite song, but I'm not. Anything for My Baby. I like She.
Good song.
Joe Polo hates that other one.
Oh, really?
Anything for My Baby, he can't stand. I'm always bugging him about it.
Oh, my gosh. Rockin' Pod 2021. We got to get on stage and do that one.
He lost a bet with Sonny.
Yes.
To where he had to sing it on a recording.
And I was the one that came up with that idea and gave it to Sonny. I said, Sonny, if you beat him, you ought to make him sing Anything for My Baby. And he took it.
That was in Vegas, wasn't it, when he had him do that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's painful.
All right, Brian, you're up.
Need a little room service.
That's good too.
You could use a meal.
Yes, right.
Also, a fun song to play on bass.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great song.
I guess that means it's my turn, and I actually picked the same one. Come On and Love Me is almost the perfect pop single on that album, but it just got it barely edged out by She, because She is just, I would call it a proto metal masterpiece, really. What they did with the Wicked Lester version, and when Kiss got a hold of it, it's perfect. And it's another one fun to play on bass.
It is. Mm-hmm. Dennis and Alan know that all too well.
Well, Dress to Kill is a really cool bass album anyway. Yeah. Every song on there, it's at that poppy bass, and it's really good.
Which goes to show you that when Gene Simmons wants to, Gene Simmons can be a very good musician.
Exactly.
That's right.
He is a really good musician, for sure. All right, I picked this. This is my favorite song, No Questions Asked. It's Two Timer. I knew you were going to pick that. that was an easy one. Not hitting that forever. That's just, I mean, yeah, my favorite for sure. Today, yesterday. It don't matter.
It's a great one. That's my Dress to Kill and Rock and Roll Over, like neck and neck for my favorite album anyways.
I'm the same way with you, Bill. Dress to Kill is one of my favorite albums, but one of my favorite songs off there, and because of the bass line in there, is Lover All I Can.
I like
it. It makes me smile when it's just a good song. And I like the vocals too. I like all that. They're, together. Whenever him and Gene sing together, and Paul and Gene sing together, I like that a lot. So it's good.
What I like about that song, well, I'm not going to get to mine quite yet. What I like about that song is they all sing together on one part of it. And then, like, they sing the main part together. And then when they get to the chorus.
Right.
He sings by himself.
Right.
And that's one of the first songs that I learned on bass. So, yeah, it definitely has a pretty cool bass line.
It does.
But my first pick. My pick off of this album is Ladies in Waiting.
Another good song. Nothing wrong with that.
Nope. Great. It's a good record.
Yeah, and that's like the two common things with Dress to Kill is it was the last front-to-back good bass album for Gene. Right. And it was also the last album where Paul was really singing soulful.
Right.
Right. Everybody's like, oh, Soul Station, whatever. But I mean, it's like, if you listen to Dress to Kill, he's singing just like, Sam Cooke and stuff like that all the way through that album and all the way, every song he does.
Yep. I agree. All right,
David, let's go to the.
I looked the wrong way.
Destroyer.
All right. My favorite is from that one is God of Thunder. I just love Gene singing that song. It's just boring, I love the bass punch. Line. Well, no, I just love the punch in that song.
Yeah.
Oh,
especially live.
Part of that bass line is boring. Part of it's pretty fun to play.
Yeah.
Brian.
Gotta go Detroit Rock City.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, that's
can't go wrong with any of them, really.
No, that's well.
Yeah,
and I almost picked the one that I know you're talking about, Dennis. Bill.
Well, I guess I'll go with Flaming Youth. When I first heard that on an 8-track at a friend's house, and I was just like, man, I got to play the tape all the way through to get back to it. But yeah, I heard it like when I was like 8 or 9 years old, and it was like, yeah, this is like when you're a preteen or a teen, teenage angst. That's what that whole song's about, and it's killer. And the riff, and I love the Calliope on it, by the way.
The Calliope's awesome.
It's a perfect touch.
Very good.
It's not the Magic Touch? Oh, that's no. Later on.
That's a different record.
All right, Bill. Other
like
Bill.
My Ace Kool-Aid.
I noticed that. He's got his own brand of Kool-Aid.
It's even blue. That's nice.
It's Acerade.
I'm going to mess with people at work, and I'm going to put it in a Windex bottle when I go back to work. I'll just
drink it out of a Windex bottle. There you go. All right. My number one pick, there is no question about it. I'm pretty sure Dennis and Alan can pull this one right out of the hat. That'd be Do You Love Me?
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that was.
And when they play that live, I got goosebumps. I am screaming to the top of my lungs.
And the best time Bill ever had with that song was when we were in Fort Wayne and we were on stage singing that goddamn song.
Couldn't believe it. I got goosebumps Gene right now. You guys ought to see this.
Yeah. Gene actually messed up because he usually always had the ladies get up and sing Do You Love Me and the guys get up and sing whatever the other song was. But for whatever reason, he reversed it. And Bill was just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It was pretty. It was a moment.
It was a moment, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, though.
What you got, Dennis?
All right. Me and Mr. Elum again are thinking the same. Flaming Youth. I like that song, too. You know, and the thing is, if, you know, Detroit was, you know, the opener because of that opening thing, you know, that little intro and all that shit. But to me, I think Flaming Youth is kind of almost like an opener. So would have been a great opener song also. Just the way it comes out and then, you know, oh, yeah, you know, that kind of shit. Mm-hmm.
Agree with that.
It could have been in the first position and not been a problem.
Hey, Paul right. Stanley, Kiss Cruise 2021. There's your opener.
There you go. All right. But, yeah, it's a good song.
Well, that's 50% of this group said Flaming Youth. I came this close, a little bit more than a millimeter, to picking Great Expectations. I mean, both of those songs, I think, with the exception of Beth.
Why that you were doing that out of spite?
Do you really like that song that much?
He's brought that up before. I've heard him say that song. Before.
Man, I don't. That was a skipper for me. Between that and that stupid rock and roll show, party. Whatever that party.
Rock and roll party. Yeah, I don't like that.
I can just take the. Once it got to Great Expectations, that fucking needle.
I would say, for me, if you took Beth off of side two and put on God of Thunder, that side two would be perfect.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting about how that works, how those records.
Oh, you got to say it's kind of interesting in Paul Stanley style. You know, it's interesting.
No. You know, that was my introduction to Kiss. Though we were talking about, you were talking about that earlier. So the first song I ever heard was Detroit. Detroit Rock City. So, but it's interesting when I go back and listen to it now. It's not even close to my favorite record.
No.
Not even in the ballpark. And because I went back and I was going through it earlier, yesterday too, and I'm like, man, that was it. That's what turned me onto them. And it's like, that's not even close to anything before it from, musically to me anyway.
And it was very different than anything before it too. So it just, it was, it amazes me that that's the record that it got me going and kept me engaged. I mean, got me engaged in it, but it's right. Yeah. And when they go back and they go, oh, we want to make another Destroyer. And I'm like, please don't do that. Please, please, God, please.
And as much as they want to make another Seth Meltzer, don't make that one.
Honestly, I think the only reason that they say they're going back to make another Destroyer is because so many people say that that was the album that got them into Kiss.
Yeah.
I mean, that's maybe. My opinion. Wouldn't be the first time my opinion's been wrong, but that's why I think they always said that.
Oh, I think so too. And it sold, you know, shit ton of records.
Well, it was their first album after Alive. One, you know, those first three didn't, they weren't, you know, no sale. Alive then kicked up. Now this was their first one after everybody knew who they, you know, they went from, oh yeah, I've heard of those guys too. Yeah, Kiss. We know Kiss. Mm-hmm. You know, this, so that's the reason they say that. That's kind of their, kind of their first real record after hitting it, you know. But anyway, but I see what they were talking about. All right.
Rock and roll over.
Okay. I wasn't sure if everybody got their pick in there or not.
Yep. You're the last one.
I kind of got lost there.
All right. Imagine that. We're so professional.
Well, I've also got, I can hear one of my dogs crying in the background because it's time for her evening meal.
So. Oh.
Hey, right. My two are in the other room barking.
Yeah.
All right,
well, she has to take all this medicine, and she has to take it with food. So,
all right,
rock and roll over. Hit it, David.
It's my favorite album. I'm going to make somebody happy on this one because he likes this song too, and it's Eric Alberti, Mr. Speed. I love it.
Good song.
You've been reading my notes.
Oh.
Well, I guess that was a spoiler, wasn't it? Go ahead, Brian.
This was actually the hardest album for me to pick a song off of, but it's not my favorite Kiss album, but still, I went to the one that I have the most fun with, and that's Calling Dr. Love.
Yeah.
Good song. Yep.
And I guess since I already spoiled mine, but you know, that's the thing about it. I was listening to this and Paul Stanley is perfect on that whole album.
Yes.
No, he doesn't have a stinker at all on it. There's not really, well, and it's my favorite. It's like I said, you know, it and Dress to Kill or Neck and Neck, but even the Peter Criss song's good. So, well, you know, but I mean, there's not a stinker on it, but Paul is really flawless on it.
Yep.
And then I'll pass it off to Bill.
I picked Making Love, and the live version of that just, God, great, great song.
On two, that was the best one.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I went with Mr. Speed also. This was probably my second favorite album. So I had a lot of great ones on here too. Making Love was actually my I had them both and they were neck and neck, but I do like Mr. Speed better than, but Making Love is good. And live is really good too.
Yeah.
Alan.
Calling Dr. Love is my all time favorite Kiss song. So I chose that off of there, but
right.
Like everybody else said, there's not a stinker on there. So. There's that.
You know, and that's the thing is I had Making Love and Mr. Speed neck and neck too. And you know what I decided with? I was listening through these earbuds and Mr. Speed was louder.
Louder's always better.
Was louder, so it's like Mr. Speed wins. There you go, Eric. Hope you're happy, buddy.
There you go. All right, let's jump on to Love Gun real quick. Well, let's not jump on a Love Gun.
Oh, there, big fella.
You hey mean now. Kiss's concept?
Did that ever work in a bar situation, Alan, for you or not? terrible line.
Terrible line. What you got, David?
Love Gun. The Love Gun album, I'm going to say it's I Stole Your Love.
Good song.
Spoiler alert.
I love that song when it was an opener.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That definitely. David.
Not David. David.
Or David, Brian. Yeah, I'm sorry, Brian.
Yeah,
I'm just a dumbass.
This song has been my favorite song since this came out, since this album was released, and it's the title song, Love Gun. That's just my favorite Kiss song of all
time. Can't go wrong with that.
And I made sure I wasn't going to show my hand, but I did have both of those in consideration. But I think I'm going to make Tom Gelati a little happy with this one because I picked Got Love for Sale. Because when you go and you listen to, and it's like, you know, these, I was telling Alan about these new earbuds. They cost me like $60 and they've got dual drivers in them. So they're actually like having speakers shoved in your head. And
where's your woofer?
It actually has, it has a 10 millimeter woofer and a 6 millimeter tweeter in it.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, these things are incredible. And listening to it today, the arrangement, the performance, everything about it is just really swinging. And the one thing it turned me off on a couple songs on Love Gun was the guitar sound. I wasn't really thrilled about some of the guitar sounds, but the one on Got Love for Sale isn't like that. It's just great.
Yeah.
Bill.
Well, Bill, I'm impressed with your Twitter, your tweeter, and your woofer. So I'm going to pick the same thing you are. That's right, what I picked. Man. Got Left for Sale.
Yeah, that's a good song. All right, well, I'm going to go with their most everybody else here, too. I Still Your Love is my favorite song off there. It was a very close second, was Almost Human. I do like that song also.
And I also chose I Still Your Love, so let's move along. Solo albums, which one are we going to do first?
Wait, are you going to do a live
Live two,
side four?
Yeah. Oh yeah
duh. Let's give Bob some love, maybe.
Yeah, well, you are here. I'm gonna say All American Man.
There you go,
good call,
Ryan.
All American Man. I actually thought that would be an awesome opening song for the set.
Yeah, good song.
And my pick was Larger Than Life.
Oh, geez, Bill.
And that's the thing about it is me and Alan have had many discussions about reverb, and the reverb is perfect on side four of Alive 2. Yeah. It is absolutely perfect.
And when you, not when let Paul in the room.
When you hear that riff stop and you hear that echo come in after it, that's just the way reverb was designed to be used. It's not supposed to sound like you're in a swimming pool.
Exactly.
What do you, Bill?
Yeah, what he said.
All right. Well, I'll make this quick. I'm going to go with you, the two Bills, because it's Larger Than Life. I always like that song. Good song.
That solo, man, he just tears it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well,
I guess I'm the odd man out here because I picked Rocket Ride.
I like all four. So.
Right.
You notice nobody even mentioned Any Way You Want It.
No, that's
And I love that song, but I just don't like Kiss's version of it.
No, right. Either.
I'm into the Dave Clark Fives version of it.
Well, you know, I didn't know for the longest time that that was even a cover song.
I didn't either.
But and it's funny because I know a bunch of Dave Clark songs, but I know them because Joan Jett did one, Kiss did one, somebody else did one.
And nobody's tried Glad All Over. Right. Glad All Over is one of his best, and nobody's ever tried it.
That's probably because once you've had the best, don't mess with the rest.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just making shit up now. Okay, so for the solo
album. Are you reading a t-shirt site or something, or bumper stickers or something?
Yeah. Maybe I am. None of your damn business. All right, well, let's just go alphabetically with the solo album. So we'll start with Ace.
Ace Frehley.
Well, I wasn't talking about Ace Ventura.
That's Kool-Aid. True. I'm going to have to go with Rip It Out.
Good song. Good opening song.
Yeah, I'm going Rip It Out, too. That's my favorite Ace song of all of them.
And I mine's a little different because
you're off the show. All the
singles. Bye, see you later.
Short shrivel, hands to the left.
The biggest problem with the solo albums is they picked all the wrong singles. Every single they picked.
The biggest problem with the entire Kiss catalog is they picked the wrong.
That's true. That's always been one of my great arguments. But the one thing that the song from Ace's album they should have released as a single is What's On Your Mind.
Yeah.
That's just a pure power pop song, and it could have been top 20 easy. Yeah. And he would have got paid for it because he actually wrote that one.
Is that one that he wrote with Jeanette?
No, that's Speeding Back to My Baby.
I knew he wrote Speeding Back, but I wasn't sure. I thought he had written a couple of them.
Yeah.
With her.
Bill?
Other Bill.
Well, you know, you're going to think this is safe, but I went with New York Groove. I just like that song. I like it when they do it, when he was doing it live. When he does it live, I like it. That's a, for me, it's a good, it's definitely, it's an ace. This sets him apart from everybody else.
You know, so, honestly, I never liked that song until I saw them perform it under the Brooklyn Bridge. Something about that performance changed the whole, my whole vision of that song. It's like, oh, that was fucking badass. I like that song now.
Really?
I don't know why.
It's just the riff and just the beat and stuff like that. It's just a good song. And it kind of takes them back home where they came from. For me, that's always been pretty cool.
Well, and Under the Bridge, that was probably the first time they played it at record tempo. You know, because when they played it in the late 70s, you know, Peter was playing everything a little bit faster.
Right.
But he had slowed down enough when they got Under the Bridge to do that, that it was probably at the right tempo. And that's one of those songs where the tempo can make or break the song. If you're playing it too fast or too slow, it's going to sound stupid. Yeah. But, I like that Brooklyn Bridge version of that.
All right. I'm going to go with Snowblind. I just like that. One too. It's just a good guitar riff. And I don't know. It's just, there's a lot of good songs on the album, but that's probably the one that hits my fancy.
Awesome. And I had also chosen Rip It Out off of that release.
Cool.
So let's skip on to the Gene Simmons album.
Wish we could keep skipping, but I'm going to have to say Radioactive. There's not much on
that. Damn it, dude.
That whole album is just a trash.
I'm going Radioactive too. That's probably the only song Gene's ever done solo that I even like. That's why I don't understand why people rag on Peter solo so much. That's actually my favorite of all the solos because I like that genre of music.
Right.
Gene's is just
it's weird.
Continuing with my theme of the wrong singles is I think that the Burning Up with Fever should have been it, because it could have technically been a dance hit, you know, as funky as it was.
Yeah.
But I mean, everything's right in that track. You know, the bass sound in it, it's mixed well, the vocals are great on it, and it's just Gene cheesy enough to be fun and not creep you out or anything like that, because that ends up happening on a couple of the other songs. But yeah, Burning Up with Fever. And my sister actually asked me, she goes, did you listen to Disco? And I was like, well, yeah, I listened to Kiss.
Kiss. 79.
Disco. Kisco.
Kisco.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I picked See You Tonight. And I think it's because the versions I've heard of it now, really, when I went back and listened to it, I like it. I like it better now than I did then, for sure. That you're all exactly right. This is one of those, listen to the first song and then skip for the most part. There wasn't a lot of material there, but See You Tonight. That's it for me.
Yeah. I like, after getting Gene's Vault, I like a lot of his, there was a lot of great songs on that vault too, that should have made it big. But I like his acoustic type stuff, and I don't know why always near you, nowhere to hide. Mm-hmm. It's odd, and but with the strings and all that shit in there. But for some reason, I like that song. I really like that. Between that and Mr. Make Believe, because it's got that Beatles kind of sound to it and everything, and that's his kind of, you know, that's something I know he likes, and that's something he grew up on. So that's, I like the soft side of Gene. Go ahead, Alan.
Well, mine was a toss up between Burning Up with Fever and Radioactive, and I picked Radioactive.
Gotcha. Cool.
Hopefully the rest of these, me and David and Brian, won't keep hitting the same cylinder.
Right. Well, there's not been a record yet that at least two of us have not picked the same song.
That's true.
So
I think this will happen. I think it's going to happen with this one. Maybe.
For the Paul album?
Yeah, Paul.
There's not a bad one in the album.
No.
Nine.
See, now I'm just kind of the opposite on the Paul album.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But anyway,
my favorite one is Move On.
Good song.
Mine, the way this, it's, to me, it's brilliant the way the song is structured and how it builds and then just explodes. Take Me Away, Together as One.
Yeah, that is a good song. I like those.
That was my honorable mention. And I mean, because actually that one, for the single theme that I was going with, if you knocked off the last two choruses, you could fade that out and it'd be 3 minutes and 20 seconds long. And it would be a perfect single. And then you just had the longer version on the album. But the single I ended up picking for Paul was It's All Right, because it's just an all-out rocker, a cool riff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, bless Bob, he did a fantastic job all the way through that album, and especially on that song.
I picked Love in Chains. But again, nine. I could have picked nine because I love that record.
Yeah, it's good. All right, and once again, I like the softer sides of all these guys, and Ain't Quite Right. That freaking little lead there in the middle part. I mean, that's that's a good song. It's a really good song. It's just, I don't know, I like it.
Did anybody else pick that?
No. We might do it.
We're going to do it because I picked Would You Like to Know Me.
Really?
Oh, there we go.
We all picked something different.
Six different songs.
There you go. Wow. Paul gets all the love today.
Yeah, that whole album is really, Goodbye. Goodbye is a great song, too. That was
nine. There's nine songs on there.
Yeah.
Pick them.
Yeah, it's all. They're all good.
Well, tonight You Belong to Me, that's brilliant, too, the song.
Oh, yeah, when it kicks in. Yeah, it's fucking.
And awesome. Back to my theme, I think the worst song on the album is the one they released as a single, would be in Hold Me, Touch Me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was that the single?
Yeah, that was the single.
Yeah, now, one of those songs.
And it's not bad. It's just the worst song on that album. When you've got all that other high caliber stuff.
Shit, yeah.
I don't think it holds water compared to the rest of the album.
No, I agree with you.
One of those songs on the Paul Stanley album has the same riff as Sure Know Something. I can't remember it off the top of my head. I got everybody thinking.
But
ouch.
We'll come back to that, or somebody that's watching the show will point it out to us.
Ain't Quite Right kind of does that. But anyway, in the chorus or in the verse.
I don't remember which one it is. I just remember one day I was making myself listen to it and I'm like, man, that sure knows something. He stole his own riff.
All right.
Did he sue himself?
Let's go green. Let's go green and see what Peter's got.
Peter Chris album going.
Peter Chris. Now, I like this album.
I loved it as a teenager.
My favorite one on there is You Matter to Me.
Not a bad song.
Yeah, it's my favorite of the solos. And I Can't Stop the Rain. I just think that's a great song.
That is a good. That was my runner-up.
This is your favorite album of the solos?
Yes.
Oh.
I love that genre of music, though.
No, it's okay.
We're going to wait until after the show's over to talk about you, Brian, so don't worry.
We're not.
You guys talk about me all the time.
Always good, though.
And you know, back to my theme, actually, You Matter to Me was probably the most appropriate single of the four, but I still think that, because even during the height of the disco age, Bob Seger was pretty hot. And I always thought that I'm Going to Love You was like a Bob Seger parallel. And that's what I picked.
It's a good song. Bill.
Well, because we had to pick, I picked Hooked on Rock and Roll.
Then we might do this again. We might have a whole bunch of
good possibility.
All right. My favorite song, and I'm going easy again with Easy Thing. I like that song. I think that's Alan's got that look.
We did it.
We did it again.
We did it twice in a row.
I picked one. That's the kind of sugar Papa likes.
Yeah, I don't like that song.
I almost picked that just because that's kind of a fun song.
That was my second. You know, I was shooting. I was batting 1,000 because Gene was my first. Then I got Peter. I'm like, oh my God. These are the guys I love.
You got Peter and I got Love Gun.
And then I got Ace's pitcher disc. I'm like, oh, thank God, somebody's actually got some good music.
I think he did a great cover of Tossin' and Turnin' too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, Peter's album gets a lot of shit, but it's not the turd. Gene is the big. We had this discussion a while
back.
We
had our best
solo album thing, and you know, Gene's is the turd of the bunch to me. You know, it's changed over the years.
Now, see, I hated Jeans when it came out, but I really do appreciate it now. But I appreciate all of them more because I didn't care much for Peter's. I had, Tossin' and Turnin' and I'm Going to Love You. Those were like the two songs I'd listened to, and I really kind of skipped the rest. But they're
well, real quick. When they came out, we went to the store. My parents and my dad told me I could pick one, and I picked Jeans. And so we were walking up to the register. He's like, "Well, go get the other ones." I'd have been so pissed if I just went home and that would have sucked.
The funniest meme was that little kid that's got that shows him under the Christmas tree, and he's got Peter's album and his thing, and he says 5 seconds later, "This kid's Christmas was ruined." Let's see, put it on the record player. All right.
Well, let's jump on over to Dynasty. Yeah. Or as they say in Australia, Dynasty.
Well, it's my favorite song, and it was Rockin' Pod 1 when you guys did this, Charisma.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool when y'all did that at Rockin' Pod 1.
I tell you what, that could not have been a more funnier group of guys up there doing that. Mm-hmm. And Craig Smith doing all of that Gene over the top stuff. Yeah. That made the song.
Yeah, right. I could have picked between 4 or 5. I went with Sure Know Something. I love that song.
Very first song I learned on bass.
That's a cool bass line too. I didn't learn that until I saw him play it on a plug.
I believe that Paul actually recorded that himself.
Yeah, oh yeah,
I think so too.
Speaking of Paul, I went with Magic Touch. Hey. I think that probably should, that kind of continues the wrong single. That should have been a single.
Spoiler alert.
They let everything right on I Was Made for Loving You.
Yeah, that was my second. That was my runner-up.
Bill?
Well, we didn't make it to 3, fellas.
No, okay.
I picked the same thing Brian did. I picked Sure Know Something.
Yeah, that's a good song. It's a hit, I think. Well, I didn't. I went on my own, and I'm going to give Ace some love, and because Save Your Love. A little bit solo in that, too. It's just it's little things like that make the whole song for me. You know, it's a cool little lick. It's nothing fancy. It's just a cool little lick.
And I picked Magic Touch.
Uh-oh. We have two matches.
We have two there matches. Is this like concentration?
It is.
All right, let's go to everybody's favorite Pop Kiss album with Unmasked.
Do we really have to?
This album grows on me over the years, though. I love this album.
Well, the one song that I like off of it is Naked City.
Good song, though.
I almost picked that one.
Talk about a great Gene bass line.
Yeah. As long as nobody picks She's So European.
Oh, God.
You know, that was cool to see those guys play it that night down there when we saw Jeremy and all those guys play it with the Kiss show.
Bill and I heard them sound check it at the Gene Simmons show in Fort Wayne.
Right.
That was pretty, even though I'm not a big fan of that song, it was pretty cool. Getting to hear it live.
Dennis, the demo that isn't on the vault, is it?
You know, it may be, I don't know, Bill, there's so many,
because that's
so
the thing is, on. You know, Bob went on about how it really got the cojones taken out of it when Kiss did it.
Yeah, it might be
stronger, harder rock song.
I haven't looked at that box set for a while. It could be, there's a lot of songs.
I have to check mine. I haven't looked at it either. So
possible.
Is it my turn?
Yep.
Oh, my turn.
Yeah. Oh, it's Brian's turn.
Wait, it's Brian's turn.
Okay. Yeah, this song gets a lot of hate, but I love it. I even named my dog after this, Shandy.
Oh, there you go.
What did I say that you named your dog when you said you named the dog after? Did I say, I said you named your dog Torpedo Girl.
Yeah.
That's an odd name.
It's kind of weird.
That sounds like something I would come up with. That's why I'm not allowed to name pets around here. And Shandy is a great song, but right. I mean, I don't know. It just didn't hold a candle to Tomorrow.
But if you listen to Jam, if you listen to, there is a song by Joe Walsh that had, it's the same fucking same guitar as Shandy.
Yeah.
I'll find it real quick. I'll tell you what it is. Listen to it and you're like going, "Oh my God, that's Shandy." That's serious.
Okay, Bill, talk about yours again.
I picked Tomorrow because I think that's just a great pop song, and I don't think that was a single either. But that's, you know, they're continuing with
picking. I think it's a B side because I have the 45, and I think it's a B side.
Okay.
Remember what the A side was? I have it over there.
I'm going to go with what he said. Billy,
when you point
it, Bill,
in my view, you're pointing at Dennis.
Bill and I are on the thing here. That's like the third one I think that we've got that's the same.
Yeah. You think we'd have the same name or something?
You'd think so.
All right. So you ready for mine?
Torpedo Girl.
No. She's so easy as it seems. I don't know. That's a pop song.
You know, just the title of that sounds like it should be on Peter Criss's solo album.
It does.
But it's a good song. It's catchy. I don't know. It's just boom, 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 boom. It's got that bass line in there, and it's like, I don't know.
It would have fit a little better on Dynasty.
Yeah.
By the time 1980 rolled around, really, disco was dead.
Right.
I mean, it was dying a slow death, but it was dying.
It was dying nonetheless.
Thank the Lord.
And from that album, I picked Talk to Me.
Talk to Me. Talk to Me.
So up next, I don't remember if Creatures came out before Killers or if Killers came out first.
Well, we got to go. We got to do that other album. That one.
Yeah.
Elder. Gotta do my favorite album.
Sonny's favorite album.
Oh, yeah. The Elder. Let's get to that one.
Okay.
Bill. Not Elam, Contain Your Excitement. Bill Algy. There's too many Bills in the room. I'm getting your names messed up.
Can I go into the settings and change my name to Bill? Whoa.
Ron. I'll change mine to Ron.
It won't matter because I know who you are.
Well, I was gonna suggest Bill changing his to Bill, not Elam.
Well, I can go in and change his name.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, David.
If I've got to choose one besides the obvious hit, I'm going to go with I.
Yep. I agree. That's probably the most positive message in any Kiss song there is.
Okay. We're going to work on an accomplishment. Do we get six of them? Cause I'm number three saying I.
No.
The buck stops with that, Bill.
I, Bill, not Elam, picked something else. I picked Dark Light because that's the only ray of light I can see on the whole record.
Really?
That's a ripping solo on that one.
Yes.
I love The Elder. It's one of my favorite Kiss albums. And I tell you, the song I like the best is Odyssey. And that right there... I think that's what sparked him to think he could do Phantom of the Opera because he's got that, it's kind of a, it's just a different voice for him. And I think
have you ever heard the original, Dennis?
Of Odyssey? No, yeah. I have not.
If you listen to it, it actually sounds like Paul's trying to mimic the guy that wrote it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Cause he sings it almost in the same kind of.
Because he's different. It's real breathy and everything. And it's like, but I, for some reason, I just like the lyrics of it. I mean, it's just, oh my God, I like that song.
Yeah, he's like trying to, it sounds like he's singing it like a baritone.
Oh, and real quick, go to the album that I just bought. But seriously, folks, Joe Walsh, and listen to a song called Tomorrow. That song is Shandy. It is, I mean.
Well, Paul's like, we already wrote the song Tomorrow, so. But that's tomorrow, so we'll make it Shandy.
I'm telling you, it is. I don't know how that didn't go to court. it's the guitar lick is exactly
probably because it didn't make any money.
Right. As soon as it starts, you go, that's Shandy.
All right, so I'm up next.
Yes.
My pick is Under the Rose because
I really love that song.
I really like the way they harmonize in the in the chorus.
Right.
You know, that. It's, I don't want to call it a Gregorian chant, but it's you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
You know, let's move
knowing
on.
Knowing that you like Great Expectations, it's not really surprising.
that's a good point. Yeah.
I do actually like a couple other songs on there, but Dark Light's my favorite.
Yeah. All right. So did Killers come out before Creatures, or did Creatures come out first?
Killers came out first.
Killers came out before.
Well, I forgot about Killers.
Shit. Yeah. I forgot all about that.
So your choices on that are I'm a Legend Tonight, Down on Your Knees, Partners in Crime, and
Nowhere to Run.
Nowhere to Run. I got to pick
one. Yeah, everybody pick Nowhere to Run. Put your hand up.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Bill Elam, what'd you pick?
I picked Down on Your Knees.
Okay. That's a good one. All right.
That was easy.
Yeah. All right. Moving along.
I actually got that album. But
that's funny. So up next we have.
So here I'm the one that screwed up the.
It's all right.
The I Love It Loud album. Creatures of the Night.
Yeah. I'm going with Paul's song, I Still Love You.
That's a great song.
We still love you too, Dave.
That's a great song when Paul used to be able to sing.
What Paul's song are you talking about?
It's the best. It's on the Unplugged.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There's no comparison.
I have a video that I took of him in Indianapolis singing it at the convention, and it'll fucking bring chills up your spine, dude. He was fucking on. I mean, you couldn't, you know, now I don't want to hear him do it.
Won't, because he'll say, if you want to hear it, you need to go listen to it on a record.
Right.
But yeah. When I saw him, actually saw two of those 2 weeks in a row. I saw him in Nashville, and then I went to the one in Indiana.
Oh, you was in the one in Nashville, huh?
Yeah.
I was there.
The one in Nashville.
I got a buddy of mine's got a YouTube video about an hour and a half of what he shot at Nashville.
Yeah, I didn't shoot anything at Nashville. I just took pictures, and then Indianapolis, I recorded the whole show.
He's got video.
Yeah, I recorded it. That's cool.
Yeah, I still love you as well.
All right,
we still love you too, Brian.
I know. Just keep
working at you. Maybe I shouldn't say that before I say keep me coming.
Oh my God!
Oh, you gonna beat that one, Bill?
Say those two together, man.
That's the thing about that one is it's like it's a '70s Kiss song when it comes right down to it, and it's got the newer production and the drums. Yep. Yeah, that's the thing about it. I'm sitting there going to go, I'm going to go with the one with the best drums. Fuck, they've all got the good best drums.
Yeah, so, but no.
I was originally going to go with Saint and Sinner because I've actually heard that isolated drum track of Eric Carr playing that. And he is vicious on that track. Yeah. But he's vicious the whole way through. But yeah, it's just like, it gives you the idea of what Kiss would have sounded like in the 70s with Eric Carr playing.
Right.
Well, I did go with the best drum sound, and I did pick Saint and Sinner. The beginning of that song, it just, holy shit. Great stuff.
Yeah. I went with actually Keep It Coming also, because I like that one part where it's kind of slows in again. And that.
Yeah, that middle eight. It's
good. That just, oh, it's just, yeah. I love that song. I bought that on cassette. And I put it in the car. I'm like going, oh my God, Kiss is back. Thank God. Hallelujah. You know, because we've been through so many turds for so many years. It was like, and like you said, the drums are what got you. It's like, oh my God, you know, thank goodness.
It's kind of funny. Eric they Carr did that twice, didn't they? They got their balls back three times.
Yeah.
Started with them, then lost them, then got them, then lost them again, and got them back.
Eric Carr put them right back in it.
All right. Yep.
Well, speaking of drum sound, I picked War Machine.
Yeah, there you go.
But I would like to have seen them record War Machine the way they played it live on the Animalize Uncensored, because that drum intro was fucking badass.
Yep.
Cool.
Let's move on to Lick It Up.
Lick It Up.
Lick It Up. I've got two that are my go-tos all the time, but I love A Million to One. The other one is Not for the Innocent, but A Million to One is my favorite.
So.
Yeah, I agree.
Alert.
Yeah, I agree. That's probably one of the most underrated Kiss songs ever.
This is where Bill Elam is going to say, should have been a single.
Yep.
It should have been. But I actually picked the song that was the single, and I picked All Hell's Breaking Loose. Because, you know, even the rap part in it, you know, it was kind of going in the vicinity of that bridge that people were starting to cross between rock and rap, but I mean, it's just one that you don't, you know, like when they'd play it, you just couldn't help but scream your brains out when the song was playing.
Right.
And I even do it when I'm driving. Well, when I have a working radio, but, yeah, I mean, when you just blast a song, you just scream it out and you, what be this, what be that, you know, so, why you gotta look like that, Bill?
I didn't pick it. I would have though. There's a lot of good stuff on that record for sure.
Yeah,
I picked "Fits Like a Glove."
Yeah,
because of the lyric, the wonderful.
It's a Kiss song.
Hot knife through butter.
It's a Kiss song. Typical Kiss song.
Now we don't get to the good lyrics until the next album. Yeah.
These next few albums that I'm just not real big on, but I do like Exciter. And it's a good opening. It is a very good opening song for an album. It sets the tone. I do like that.
Agreed. I picked Million to One as well.
It is a good song. Million to One is a good song.
Yep. Should have been a hit. Should have been a single.
Yep.
Let's move on to the album that should have been called Animal Pelts.
This one is tough because
there's a lot.
I'm going with Heaven's on Fire.
Spoiler alert.
Who did not
pick Heaven's on Fire?
Three for Heaven's on Fire. Four?
No, I did not pick Heaven's on Fire.
No.
Oh, you're just putting your hand up.
That's because I said who did not pick it.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't either. Yeah.
I picked Thrills of the Night.
That was the one I was going to. That's my other one.
Yeah. I came pretty close to that one.
And I picked it too, and I just think that should have been a huge song because it was better than anything Bon Jovi was putting out at the time. And they were on top of the world at that point.
Yep.
Bill.
Other Bill.
We did.
Okay.
We're done.
And I had actually, I've had enough Into the Fire. I'm just not a big fan of these albums, and it just, I got it, you know, it was... You know, it is. It's just another.
And at least that opening solo does have some hint of a melody to it.
Right.
Because most of the other ones don't.
Oh, yeah. It's a mess. There's a mess of that.
I can't believe none of us picked Burn, Bitch, Burn. Come on.
I was rocking out to that today.
Not going
to
happen.
So rocking out to that one.
No.
Yeah. Let's move on to Asylum.
All right. David?
Yeah. I got a couple, but I'm going to go with King of the Mountain.
Good song. Good intro song. Yep.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Jody's Rocky video that he put to that?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I went with Who Wants to Be Lonely.
It's my all-time favorite Bruce Kulick solo.
Yeah.
And I agree with Brian 100%. That's just a great song.
Yep.
And a slightly entertaining video.
Yeah.
Slightly.
Mildly, you know.
So is that to me now?
Yes, to you, Bill.
That's three.
All right.
Three in a row.
We're going to go four. That's
four in a row.
I like that song, too. That's a well.
Alan, you in?
The base is loaded, Alan. It's up to you.
I'm not in. That's what she said. I picked Tears Are Falling. That is like my number three favorite Kiss song.
You just like when he does this shit.
Yeah. Well, I also like when Bruce comes out of the water soaking wet.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool.
It's all about Bruce.
Yep.
Hey, Bruce.
You want to be on our show?
Yeah. <All right>.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
We keep asking. He keeps denying us.
He keeps denying us. So denied.
Well,
all right,
we're not the elite Kiss.
We're not worthy.
Theme of turd albums, let's go to.
No, we've already done Unmasked. So Crazy Nights is up next. What do you got, Dave?
Crazy Nights. I like the single "The Reason to Live," but I'm gonna have to go with "Turn on the Night." I like that one.
That's a great video too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I went with the single. I love Reason to Live. I think that's really cool.
And I'm going to go with Turn on the Night.
We're back.
Me too.
Great chorus. Great chorus in that song. Bill? Right.
Me too.
Me right too. On. And I'm going to go with actually Reason to Live also with the other because that's another great song. You're right.
Alan, you're going to be.
I chose Good Girl Gone Bad.
Oh.
Well, it'll be a little different. There's kind of some emotional attachment to that, or I shouldn't say emotional attachment. I should say.
You mean all those poor innocent souls that you poisoned? Fond
memories of my senior year in high school.
Swing. And
people. Was this your introduction, Alan, to Kiss?
No, it was not.
Oh, okay. Was it before that?
Destroyer.
Oh, I kept thinking it was
news.
I don't know why I thought that.
Because you're dumb.
Yeah,
that's because you said that you were 16 when you discovered him.
That is not what I said at all. I discovered Kiss when I was like 8 or 9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I went from Destroyer to, you know, like Double Platinum, Hotter Than Hell. I had all the 80s albums, and then I went back to the earlier catalog.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Hits.
Hot in the Shade.
A lot of people don't like that.
What happened to
Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits?
I forgot about
Smashes.
I forgot about
you
those.
Not.
Okay, I forgot about all these.
Well, you've got two choices on that. Songs.
Yeah,
only one is the correct answer.
That's right.
X and Sex, and what's the other one? I don't remember what the other one was.
You rock hard.
Rock hard.
You made me rock hard.
God, just flip a coin. I don't know. They both suck.
The only thing that I don't like about You Make Me Rock Hard is the video.
Yeah. The video is
hard. And it's swinging. All right, that
we're gonna go. I'm gonna do the X.
Both of them. Both.
Okay,
of them,
everybody that picked the X.
And you'd think in that video for X and Sex, they'd get some better looking women.
Yeah.
Them women were uglier than mud fences.
It's about budget.
Have went through Gene's Polaroid book and said, okay, get this one, get this one, get this one, get this one.
I know plenty of hot girls that work for cheap.
Yeah.
As long as it's not.
Like that, it's like this video that somebody sent me the other day that's this. They're looting a strip club.
Oh, I see.
I think it was somebody on here.
I see.
It was from Brian.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was running around there with two hose on his
So if I understand this correctly, Brian and I are the only two that did not pick. Let's put the X and Sex.
Yeah.
Better. I mean, they're better choice like was Rock Hard.
Yeah. I cannot hate, loathe, despise a song more than Let's Put the X and Sex.
Actually, I put Calling Dr. Love because I was going to try to get away with it.
Yeah, I went ahead and put X. That's a no win. No win situation. Funny. All right.
It's horrible.
All right. Now let's go to hits.
I'm picking Rise to It. And the reason why is because when I first saw the video of them putting the make back on, I thought that was going to happen.
Yeah. First time you've seen it in,
years.
What, you mean take the makeup off? You're nuts.
Yeah.
I still think you're nuts.
I still think you're nuts.
Yeah, I went to Rise to It too. I love the song, let alone the video. I think it's a really good song.
Yeah. I think during that time when they put out that video, they were trying to negotiate with Ace to get him back in the band and put the makeup back on with Eric.
Right.
And the Fox. I mean, I've heard those rumors. Obviously, I wasn't there to confirm or deny it. But
I think Chris Lent actually confirms that in Kiss and Sell.
Really? Huh. Interesting.
I have the book, but I've never read it.
Oh, man, it's
good
a great book.
It's a great book.
I've got it.
Well, I've got to learn how to read first.
And there's some dirt in there.
I've got to learn how to read.
Got that somewhere. I don't know where it's at.
There's some dirt in that book.
Yep. Maybe I'll let it loaned it out. I don't know.
Not actual dirt, just dust and things like that.
No, it's just amazing. I mean, it's, you know, you read that book about your people that were heroes, and you're like, dang.
Right.
I mean, like the dust that Jesse Hilson left behind when he bailed the country.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of shit in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's
like. Well, and that's the thing is, you know, I understand he worked awful hard for everybody, including Marx and everything like that. And everybody really did screw him over in the end. So why not write a dirty book about, I mean, you know, how much of it, whether you know it's true or not.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody kind of did him in the end.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So right. Who's up next? I've lost track.
It's actually my turn, yeah. I think. And I was kind of hoping to keep the trend, but I actually picked King of Hearts, and it's all Sonny Pooney's fault.
That's a good song.
That's a great song.
I didn't like it so much, but then Sonny kept playing it on, you know, they were playing it on PRC Live, and you know, he kept talking about it, and I was like, man, I need to go check this out a little bit more. And yeah, it's, otherwise I would have had Rise to It.
Okay.
Rise to It was my runner up.
I picked Hide Your Heart.
Well, I'm going to go with you.
Great song.
I do like that song.
I wish they would have put that in the set for the final tour and Left Alone.
Yeah, I do too. I like it a lot.
Because it was in the beginning. Was it not in the beginning of the tour? Yeah, and then it was like the first three shows, and they dropped it. And I'm like, they freaking do that every time.
Right. Didn't they play it at Fort Wayne, Brian?
No.
What was the one that they brought back for Fort Wayne?
Was it Do You Love Me?
Yeah, Do You Love Me.
No.
No. Was it Come On and Love? No, what was it?
I thought it was Do You Love Me. I thought they brought that back.
Yeah, I think so.
I thought they brought back Hide Your Heart. Man, that's the thing is I
tailgate old in it.
Matt Porter's going to hate me for this, but when Say Yeah came on, I went to the bathroom.
Oh. Yep.
And unfortunately, I had to wait so long that the song that was after it was one I really wanted to see. And I that's the one I think was Hide Your Heart, but I missed the song after Say Yeah.
I don't know.
But,
hate to Say Yeah.
Well, anyway, back to the Hits album.
did you say you hate Say Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, God, thank God.
Yeah, me too. I hate it too.
I think the only person that likes that song is Paul.
Like, why are you playing that when you got so many good songs?
Matt Porter loves it. Matt Porter loves that song.
Wow.
Matt Porter can have that song.
That's right. Well, we love you, Matt.
Trust me, he does.
All right, Alan.
So my pick from the Hits album is Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell.
I like a lot of that record.
There are a lot of Gene songs on the Hot in the Shade album that I really like.
Yeah, I like a lot of this.
I like the tour much better than I like the album.
Right. Well, the tour was fantastic.
Tour was fucking awesome.
Right. Yeah. I didn't get to see it
live.
Too.
I didn't get to see it live, but I did get a, and I can't wear it anymore because I don't wear a medium, but I've got a Hot in the Shade concert shirt.
I saw it in Evansville at Mesker, and it was a really good show.
Yeah.
I saw it.
It looked good.
All right, now all comes right. Most everybody's favorite Return to Form album.
The second, their third time. The second time they get their balls back.
That's right.
All right.
Revenge. I'm going with Take It Off.
Yeah.
I love that one live.
Yeah.
And all the extras. On that tour.
I'm going with my all-time favorite Gene song, Unholy.
That is a good song. That's a damn good song.
Wrong.
Yep.
That is a great song.
And I'm going to go with Summertime Blues. I mean, I just want to.
There you go.
I'm going to go with.
Are you saying that song's a ripoff, Bill?
You know, that's the thing is I don't even care. I think that is the most fun song that they did in years. And it's full of attitude. They play flawlessly on it. And Eric Singer totally shines on it. That's all I got to say about that, Bill.
I'm going to agree with our friend Brian here because that Unholy, when I heard the very first three or four notes of that song, I was like, I remember screaming, yes!
The first time I caught that song, I was watching MTV.
Yeah.
And I think it was maybe Headbangers Ball or one of them late night things. And I was like,
what?
For like the whole song.
Yeah. Just
jaw, mouth agape. Oh my God. When does it come out? I got to have it.
You don't look like Maud anymore. You know, you're back to, some killer looking clothes on.
And in my opinion, they could drop God of Thunder from the set right now and put that in, and I'd be perfectly happy.
God of Thunder, even though I'm burnt on that song, the presentation of that song in concert now with all the faces and the shit, that is a cool fucking set. I mean,
you could do something very similar.
Probably.
It's the same song. You could have, you know, worms maybe come out of people's eyes and shit like that.
But I just like the way they do it now, though. I mean, it made it.
All right.
Well, when you're going to that, Bill, you may as well get to the you know, the visual of things laying eggs in you.
Oh, yeah. It's like the visual would be cool as hell. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go with a different type song, and I'm going to go with Spit.
Right on.
That's a fun song. I like that song.
Really close to picking that one.
Mark Turnelli, or Turnelli, what's the guy from Accept? He did a version of that. He sings that on a compilation album of a bunch of people doing Kiss tunes, and it's fucking awesome.
The one that Mitch Lafon put out, World with Heroes.
Yes. That's on that album, and that's really good. He tears it up. But yeah, Gene, that's a good fun Gene song. Alan.
So that means it is my turn, and I pick Thou Shalt Not. Again, there, in my opinion, there's not a bad Gene song on that album.
Nope.
You know, and I like them songs further on down the album because they, Unholy, I love that song, but it kind of got overplayed. Domino definitely got overplayed.
Oh, God.
Oh, Domino. If I don't hear that song ever again, it won't be.
But Thou Shalt Not is Gene's big old fuck you to everybody.
Yeah. Domino was one that I skipped from the very beginning. Yeah.
You know, if you listen to it real close, there's a real swing to the whole rhythm behind the song. Dun 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 dun, like that, and it's just killer.
Yeah.
You have to get behind the vocal to hear it, but it's awesome.
Right.
Nobody had a bad pick on that one.
No.
Bill Elam, no Hide Your Heart, no Come On and Love Me.
What did they play after they played? I can't even think
say of the name of the song. Say Yeah.
After Say Yeah, it was I Love It Loud.
Well, until this mystery is solved, let's go on to Carnival of Souls.
One of my favorite albums. There you go.
Second one of my favorite albums.
Yeah. I'm going with Jungle. I love
great song.
The riff, Gene's bass in the beginning, and Eric tearing it up at the end.
Yeah, I love that album too. And Jungle's probably a top 10 Kiss song for me. I just love that song.
Yeah.
I picked a different song because the one like Revenge, Eric Singer shines from beginning to end on this album. And he's the one point you never have a weak spot with him. But I picked Master and Slave.
That's a good song.
That's a good one.
I love Paul's vocal on it. And Bruce just totally tears it up. But and Eric just shines through the whole album, much less just the song. Bill?
I struggled trying to figure out which one was my favorite on this record because I have a lot.
I did too. I have
great album.
It's a great album. And I picked I Confess. Which, by the way, was co-written by a future guest on our show coming up later in the month. It was co-written with Ken Tramlin.
Okay, that's right. He did write that. That's right.
Yeah.
How about Tamplin?
Tamplin.
I get it written down wrong. Sorry,
I forgot Tamplin. About that. We'll have to bring that up because I forgot all about that.
Anyway, that song has got – it goes through a couple of different musical changes, and it's just – it's cool. I like that song. I love the whole record.
You brought that up because I forgot he got it because Ken on his site back when the thing came out, Gene sent him a vault. He was living in Hawaii and he got it shipped to Hawaii. I forgot all about him getting it.
I thought you said he was living at the Y.
No, I had to in Hawaii.
Don't we all wish?
All right. I
heard that, Bill.
I didn't mean to. I don't want to offend you. Don't song makes
it. Hey, tell you what, the song makes it sound like a great place to be. You know what I'm telling you? And they got the great, you know. All right, there is so many damn good songs on this album. For me, it was hard to do, but there's one song that I really, really, really like, and I know you guys are gonna think I'm fucking nuts, but Childhood End.
That is a masterpiece.
Great song. That is a fucking. That song gives me. It gives me kind of a really weird feeling when it. I mean, it's just you feel bad. I mean, but in a you know what I'm saying, not it's bad, dark. Bad, but it's dark. It's like oh my God, you know. But it's I just like the way when it kicks in, it's just really good. My second one I almost picked, and I never really gave this song any kind of chance until. When I bought the album and I listened to the whole album just here about a month ago. And that's that song Bruce did.
I Walk Alone.
I Walk Alone. Yeah.
If I got you sit to down and really
that last year.
I sit down and just listen. It used to be, you know, by the time you get to the end of the album, I would kind of just, you know, I'd turn it off or I'd run out of time. And I'd start back because I like the other one so much better. But sitting down, listening to the album kind of in a dark room and just listening and focusing in on that song. That song Bruce did was really, really, really good.
It's killer.
And it was almost my pick, but I just, Childhood's End, just, I just think that's a cool song.
You know, I listened to that song for 10 years before I heard the God of Thunder part in it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I never picked it out. And then all of a sudden, I may have changed vehicle, had a better stereo or something. And he's like, you got something. I'm like, what the hell? Yeah, how did I not catch that?
I have to go back. I've never heard that before. I have to go back.
Yeah, it's in the outro vocal. He sings, you've got something about you. You've got something I need.
Right.
Yeah, and I think I have heard that.
And I'm getting goosebumps thinking about that part, man. That's a brilliant song.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that's a lot of great songs on that album. It's too bad we had to wait so many years. I had a shitty copy of it for a long time.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
some. And then Psycho Circus came out, and I was like, yeah! And boy, this sucks.
Well, my pick off of, Carnival of Souls is Master and Slave. Honestly, this album, other than Jungle and Hate, I didn't like anything at all on this album. And I saw Mr. Speed perform. Yeah, I believe it was in Indianapolis or Indianapolis or Cincinnati at one of those expos.
Right.
And they did Master and Slave, and it was such, you know, I was like, oh, it's pretty good. So I went back and listened to it. I was like, oh yeah, now I got three songs on that album I like.
Yeah, Rich tears that up.
Yeah, he
sings it.
Cool.
All right. So let's go to Dennis's favorite, Psycho Circus. Psycho suck ass. What?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't like the Calliope on this one.
You are wrong.
I guess I'm going to choose Psycho Circus. That's about the only one I like on it.
Ooh. I'm going with I Pledge Allegiance to the State of Rock and Roll. I love that song.
All right.
Both of those are good picks, but I went for the more comical angle. And it actually, whether they're having fun or not, it at least sounds like it. And I picked You Wanted the Best.
Yeah. No more wine.
No more wine.
They're definitely trying to pick on the Beatles and Pink Floyd there.
Yep. Bill.
I chose Within.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go with you on that one. That's kind of a
cool. Because that's about. Yeah. I mean, there's some stuff in there that I like. It's okay, but it's not.
I tell you what. I have to say this, though. When I saw, I went to Terre Haute to Holman Center with Rodden and his girlfriend at the time to see that concert. And I sit way down. I got a ticket to the last minute. And of course, you know, the 3D glasses, which was, you know, hey, they're in 3D already. Why in the fuck am I wearing these glasses? And this is fucking bull. This is dumb shit. And it didn't work very good. But they played Within that night, and it was not good. It was out of beat, out of timing. And I went to the bathroom, and while it was going on, I'm like, man, this is not good. And they dropped it, I think, within a couple of shows after that. Within a couple of shows. And then that's also the end of the void. They tried to do that live, too.
That would have been horrible. A good song live. It should have been a good song live.
It wasn't good. It was. They did not play good that night.
That was also the one of the first shows of that tour.
Right.
And
yeah. I caught them on a bad night.
I don't think they worked all the bugs and stuff out.
But Within
and Into the Void both stayed in the set list.
Oh, did it? Okay.
It may not have been in the early shows in America, but I know later on in Europe and stuff, both of those songs stayed in there. But Within, I love that song on the album. The way they recorded that song together,
right.
It's a beautiful song. Playing it live, man. I'd rather eat a goddamn turd than have to listen to that song.
It was kind of, they were getting to the point where it was almost comical. They were looking to each other like, we don't know where we're at. You know, it was not good. So
you know, my pick for this album is Psycho Circus.
Right.
I wanted to interject to just a little bit about Into the Void. You know, that's the thing is you went from Kevin Valentine to playing the drum on the record.
Right.
And then
go
to Peter Criss. And if you saw Peter play, he was playing with like a closed hi-hat and, you know, just kind of barely laying his stick on the cymbals.
Right.
And it needed somebody like Kevin Valentine or Eric Singer. I'd love to hear it with Eric Singer if they ever did it when he took over for Peter,
right.
But I doubt they ever did it.
Right.
Because, you know, Eric would be the guy with the real sloppy, you'd see his hi-hats just beat right. the shit out of him and they'd be flying all over the place. But yeah, I mean, that takes all the steam out of a song like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Sonic Boom. Did you go, wait, I don't think we finished. Did you go, Bill?
Yeah. No, Alan finished, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lead to you.
I always finish.
I went within and then.
Oh, yeah, Alan I went within. Said, quickly. Just a side note off that record, that is the only tour I have missed since 1978.
Really? Wow.
And you I refused to go because it was exactly the same show, exactly the same, well, from a song perspective.
So what was your excuse for going four times this fucking time? It's the same fucking show, dude.
It wasn't the same show. It wasn't the same songs.
I'm
and it
fucking,
was
I'm
the last opportunity. But I was just because I think I went to see him. Well, I saw him on the. Well, that was after the. So I saw him on the reunion tour. I saw him on the Lost Cities tour. Yeah. I saw him on the reunion
same
tour
show.
Twice. I saw
same
him on the
show.
Lost Cities
same
tour.
Show.
Same and then show. It was like it was exactly the same set list except for two, like three songs, and yep. then. It's in 3D, which to your point, Dennis, was like, it's already in 3D. And then I was like, why am I going to waste my money doing it? And I didn't go. That is the first time I hadn't went since.
That was the last show that I seen. Was the Lost Cities after Cycle Circus? No.
No, the Lost Cities was on the reunion tour.
That was
then I saw, and then I saw the, well, and then I saw the farewell tour. And that was the last show that I seen up until this last the next farewell tour. I didn't see any shows in between that.
The current farewell tour.
But they never came to Evansville again.
Right.
After the farewell tour, that was a lot. They said, fuck you, Evansville. See ya.
Did they come on the farewell tour but not?
Yeah, they did the second round when
they were
trying to squeak every dime out they could. They came to Evansville and that was it. They didn't come back.
That's sad.
Yep.
Sonic Boom, Dave.
I'm going to pull a rabbit out of the hat and pick Russian Roulette.
Cool.
Wow. Just going to play Russian Roulette.
Wait a minute. If it's Russian Roulette, shouldn't you pull a moose or a squirrel out of here?
So, Brian.
I actually love Sonic Boom, and I remember getting it, and it totally took me back to the 70s. Most of the songs had that feel. And to me, the one that really did was Dangerous. I love that song. I like the little play and everything, and the way the song goes. So,
right.
Ew. I like Dangerous too, but I didn't go with it. I went with Never Enough. And I just think it's a fun song. And that's like, there was a point where, like after Revenge, where Kiss were kind of taking themselves a little too seriously. So I guess that would have been like after A Carnival of Souls. You know, that's the thing about it is they could have made a crappy record with Peter and Ace and have been okay.
Right.
You know, if they weren't playing Pristine.
Right.
But
Pristine 60.
But they were just taking themselves too seriously, and that's like Never Enough. It just loosened up a little bit and, you know, had a lot of swagger to it. Bill?
I picked Hot and Cold. Because that's kind of how I feel about this record.
I'm not. I almost picked Dangerous. I ended up though picking Modern Day Delilah. I mean, that's not
ditto.
That's not too bad of a song.
I went with the obvious.
But self-producing is not always the way to go. So
sounds like Destroyer though.
You know, I don't have a problem with Modern Day Delilah except for that last howl he does.
Right.
You just hear him totally break up during it. It's like, come on, man. You could easily deleted that or something.
Right. You know, they did it analog.
Well, they could have thrown a, well, you can delete analog just as easy. So, but
a fader.
Yeah. Fader would have
took that shit down.
But I mean, you know, here they are coming out of the box and he just croaks at the end of the song. It's like, man, you just kind of ruined it for me. But,
yeah.
Right.
But it was a good song otherwise.
All right. Let's go with Monster. Or as some of my friends call it, Monsterd.
Monsterd.
Monsterd. The one I like the best is Freak. I like that song.
That is a good song. That is a good song.
Yeah. Now, I love Freak, but I went with Hell or Hallelujah because just from the start of that song all the way through, it just drives and stuff. And I just think it's a great song.
Spoiler alert.
All right, Bill.
I think Hell or Hallelujah would have sounded just a little better if they would have let Eric play double bass on it. You know, if it was like a going in behind it, that would have made that song just move right along. But I went with Eat Your Heart Out. I like the soulfulness of it and, you know, how Gene kind of confused – he kind of confuses what he's singing in the verses compared to what he's singing in the choruses. But, hey, it's Gene, you know.
Gene. Man, you know,
that was 3 minutes ago. How's he supposed to remember that? That's
funny. Other Bill.
I picked Shout Mercy.
That's kind of a cool song.
Yeah, just because I thought it was – it's a different song. It's kind of cool. But, again, it's kind of like one of those albums that meh. Yeah.
I almost picked that song, but I went with another Gene song that I like, and it's Wall of Sound.
Yeah.
It's kind of a little different, but that album's just it's not a go-to album, and I don't think I ever listened to it, but maybe once since I bought it or twice. But
it's funny, those last three albums for me, I don't know about you, for you guys, was just hard to find a song to go, that's the one I'd pick.
Yeah, it is.
Well, the last two songs.
I had to work on those.
The least
I like the Psycho Circus album pretty well. But yeah, for the last two songs or for the last two albums, I give them their annual listen to see if they grow on me any. So usually they don't grow on me. So I pick Hell or Hallelujah and make the safe bet.
Kind of grows on you like herpes, don't it?
It's like a fungus, man.
Somebody's got something wrong with them.
All right.
So, people, those are our picks for our favorite songs from the studio albums.
There you go.
The albums with new releases on them.
Not a wrong or right answer there. It's just personal.
Not a right or wrong answer. We would like to hear your not right or not wrong answers. Contact at agesofrock.com. I almost forgot. I almost gave my business address out.
Why don't you give your social security number too?
Go ahead. Your MasterCard number and the little digits on the back.
I am so old. My social security number is 1. And on that note, folks, check us out on agesofrock.com. Find our social media there, past episodes. And until next time, peace out.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.